Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with is called salvation, and today's topic is topic number 2, God's plan to redeem mankind from the penalty of sin. This audio message is part 2 from an 8-part series on salvation. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God and they ate from the tree in the garden which God told them not to, sin entered into the garden and death followed sin. But then you see further in the scripture in Genesis chapter 3 where God spoke to Satan or the serpent and basically said there is one coming that's going to defeat you. He was prophesying about Jesus Christ in the future. God had a plan of redemption for his creation called mankind and the earth, of course, but that had to be covered up until Jesus came onto the earth. That plan of salvation can be found in John chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. And it reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus that is, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that through the world through him might be saved." This scripture is saying this is the plan of God to redeem mankind through Christ Jesus and what Christ Jesus did on the cross. The first Adam made a mess of creation. And the last Adam, which is called Jesus, he came on the earth to correct that problem, to take back the power that was transferred to Satan and put it back in the hands of mankind. Salvation to God is clearly done purely and simply through receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believing with your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, repenting of your sins and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior. This is the salvation message. When we turn to Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10, we see very clearly the process that's needed for salvation. And it says in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart or your spirit that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with your heart one believes unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. This scripture is very clearly saying that you must believe in your heart, and we believe in our heart by faith, believing what we can't see, but believing it is true in our heart. Basically, what it's saying is you have to believe that Jesus died on the cross, took your sins, and was raised from the dead by the Father. In other words, Jesus Christ paid for your penalty of your sins. You have to believe in your heart and then confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and receive salvation. God had to redeem mankind and his whole creation through the shedding of blood. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins." Let me just read that properly from verse 13. "God, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin." So quite clearly, this scripture is saying the forgiveness of sins is through the redemption work that was done on the cross through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me make this quite clear. There is no other way to go into heaven except through Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he did on the cross. Let us now go to another scripture to confirm this. We go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and it reads, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Let us now go to another scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and it reads, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests to his God the Father, to him be the glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen." Quite clearly we see in these scriptures that it is the shedding of the blood that purifies us from sin. Let's now go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and it reads, "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission." This is actually saying if you don't shed blood, there's no remission or taking away or removing of sins. We also read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, "And by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." We now go to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 to 14, reading, But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies may be his footstools. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. This is talking about Jesus Christ making a sacrifice on the cross one time, how that affected everything and purified everything. So far through the scriptures, we have seen redemption comes through a blood sacrifice. But the shedding of the blood is for the work that does the remission of those sins or doing away with those sins. Jesus Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Let's read Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from his wrath through him. This scripture is actually saying that while we were still sinners, in other words, we weren't saved then, God or Christ died for us on the cross. That's how much love God has for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us because God so loved the world. The cross is also called the great exchange. Our sins for God's righteousness through his grace or unmerited favor. What does this mean? It means that on the cross, Jesus died on the cross to take the penalty of our sins. And when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he receives our sins, but we receive his righteousness in return. This is done by grace, which is called unmerited favor. You can't earn it. You can't do anything except by faith in your heart or your spirit to say, yes, I believe and I receive. This is the great exchange. You may say, I've never done anything wrong. Why can't I go to heaven? Your spirit is the problem, and it is in a sin or fallen state or unrighteous state. We see this in Romans chapter 3, verses 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us quite clearly that because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that sin came into the earth through Adam and Eve, and that sin was passed down through their seed to every person on this earth. So every person, as I've said before, are born into sin, a sin nature. Not that they want to sin, but they're born into it. So God has to reverse that, and that can only be done through Jesus Christ and receiving the sacrifice on the cross. But you also might say, but I keep the Ten Commandments. I've never broken them. Really? Let's check this. Romans 3 verse 23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in Romans chapter 6 verse 23 we read, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. These scriptures are very clearly saying that every person on this earth, no matter who you are or where you are, have sinned. In other words, you've come into a sin nature through the birth and the effect of what Adam and Eve did from the Garden of Eden. It can only be reversed through God, through the Holy Spirit, through Christ Jesus. Let us now check with the Ten Commandments. Have you ever stolen something from somebody or from work? A paperclip? Have you ever taken a paperclip home? A pen or a piece of paper? Have you ever made phone calls in the boss's time? Have you ever gone into the internet in the boss's time while you're at work to search for something privately? If you have, this means that you've stolen time from your boss because the boss pays you finances by the hour to work for him. If you have done this, it means you've been stealing. Have you ever been walking down the street and you've had unclean thoughts towards another person of the opposite sex? If you have, God calls this adultery in your heart. Have you ever lied? You may think, no, I've never lied. Well, that's the first lie. Everyone has lied. This is a certainty. Then it is possible that you have broken more of the Ten Commandments. So here we have immediately three commandments. It is quite clear from these answers that the person has just said to me that they are a thief, they have committed adultery, and they have lied. Here's three broken from the Ten Commandments. The Bible is very clear. Everyone needs salvation, for all have sinned. You may also say that I've served God at the altar as a child, or my parents are Christians, or you might say my parents are pastors, or you might say I was baptized as a child and I've been to church ever since. Let me make it very clear to you. These things do not count for your salvation. It is only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that counts for your salvation. You may say I've been a good person all my life. This also is good. It's a very good thing to be good. But the fact is, it's through salvation is only through Jesus Christ. You might also say, I think I'll wait till I'm much older. Once I've enjoyed my life, then I'll give my heart to Jesus. Let me give you a warning here. This could be too late, for we all do not know when we are to die on this earth. The decision for salvation must be made while we're still in our human bodies on the earth by faith, that is, believing what we cannot see with our normal human eyes. The next point I want to present to you is that you cannot get saved after you die. It is too late, that is, physical death. Salvation is by faith on this side of eternity while you're in your human body, and after death you will not need your faith, as you will see and then know Jesus Christ is the way. People cannot pray for you for salvation once you are dead. This is a misconception. You must be born again on this side of eternity while you're still in your human body, by faith, by a free will. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed today's message. We'll continue on with the next message in part 3. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.